If you did that and you just lived on a deserted island by yourself, what happens? You lose your freedom, my friends. You lose your freedom to live your life the way you want to. You lose your freedom to be you. And in the end, porn wins. You have lost the game. Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started. Triggers, porn triggers, masturbation triggers. There are many situations in life where you will just be triggered to go down that rabbit hole and that path to eventually acting out. You know very well those instances where you're just casually, innocently going to the gym or going through your phone, social media, Instagram, and then you see something that just gives you that jolt, like, oh, like, and you just feel that desire to keep on looking, right? Let's take going to the gym, for example, because this is something that I deal with because I like going to the gym. I like working out. I am sitting down all the time, and 3 times a week, I like going to the gym, right? So if you have noticed that you feel more triggered, for example, when you go to the gym or, for example, when you're on Instagram, There are basically three perspectives you can have, or 3 things you can do right now to eliminate or reduce the urges and triggers when you go down that path. Let's say when you go to the gym, one option is you can just decide, I'm not going to go to the gym anymore because I don't want to be triggered. That's an option. Number 2 option is you can go to the gym, but just avoid altogether any interactions with people, like go during the off hours really early in the morning when the attractive people are not there. That's another option. And the 3rd option is that you just go to the gym and you learn how to train yourself to not be aroused and attracted to that sort of thing, right? Now, people often think that's an impossible task because it's just so attractive and it's just, they're just wearing, like, how can they wear that? Why would they wear that? Why don't they just not wear it? Well, my friends, you have trained yourself to be aroused by certain types of things because of porn, because of social media, because of this clear standard that there is in society of what is attractive and what is not attractive. You've trained yourself into this, which means you can train yourself out of it, and you will train yourself out of it, all right? So this is the best practice. You could just run away. You could just hide in your house all the time, make a home gym. You could just never go on social media. You could just have a dumb phone and get rid of your smartphone altogether. You could just stop going to the gym, right? If you did that and you just lived on a deserted island by yourself, what happens? You lose your freedom, my friends. You lose your freedom to live your life the way you want to. You lose your freedom to be you. And in the end, porn wins. You have lost the game because you have lost your freedom. And porn is already taking away your freedom of choice, your freedom of control and focus and drive and energy from your life. And if you just let porn dictate your decisions in life, then you have lost. So I'm here to tell you and to train you guys that you can train your brain. You can actually prime yourself every day through doing the things that I'm teaching you guys right here, through every day priming yourself to be to living at a state of high sexual integrity and high energy so that you can go into any situation and just be okay with people wearing whatever they want and it just doesn't affect you. That's possible, right? Let me ask you this. If you think that's impossible, have you ever gone to the gym or been on social media and it just wasn't an issue for you? Like if you've gone to the gym and you notice sometimes when you go, you really notice all the people and you're just really like insecure and just noticing everything. You're just like, oh, and you know, and you've kind of find yourself lingering and watching a little too long, right? And maybe sometimes you have gone to the gym and you just didn't notice and you just weren't aware of the attractiveness. And you're kind of just like, when you left, you're like, you know what? I didn't even notice anything. Or you're on social media on Instagram or wherever. And you just were like, that didn't even make me budge, even tinkle a little bit, right? So this means that there is something about the state of mind that you're in when you feel more susceptible to being triggered and less susceptible to being triggered, which means it's nothing to do with the trigger itself. It has nothing to do with what people are wearing, and it's everything to do with your mindset when you go into the situation. So the best thing you can do is not actually when you go in there, just like cover your eyes and look at the floor the whole time or go into a corner The best thing you can do is prime yourself before you go to the gym every day, not just when you go to the gym, every morning and every evening. Prime yourself so that you can be in a state of being where that's just not an issue for you. All right. So let me ask you that. In those states where you just aren't feeling triggered, aren't feeling urges, what is contributing to that? What state of mind are you? What are you working on? What projects are you working on to contribute to that? For me, I'll share my personal experience is that I had noticed very, very frequently that because I'm professional at this, I was battling porn addiction for many years, like many of you guys have. So I know very well what triggered me and what I needed to get out of the habit. And for me, this is what it was. I felt more susceptible to watching porn and masturbating when I was not connected with my wife and with God. That was it. If I felt disconnected from my wife and with God and my faith, and I was stressed out, that was a recipe for disaster, and I would always, always, like clockwork, act out and watch porn, all right? So I noticed this, and I had to make a practice of connecting with my wife every day, at least twice a day, in the morning, in the evening, connecting with her, having conversation, being genuine, having give and take. And every morning, I still carry the practice with me of connecting with God, going on a walk, and just talking with God and letting myself be filled up with love, whatever you want to call it, because I'm a religious person. I like to call it love. And I like to say that when I feel loved and accepted and I feel grace and I feel full, then I just don't feel like I need anything else in my life, because all that stuff is just artificial, superficial love. That's all just approval. And I don't need approval. I need the real stuff. I need unconditional, genuine love in my life. And that's what I experienced from my wife and from God. The problem is, however, my wife is not perfect and we fight sometimes. Actually, we used to fight a lot. So whenever we would fight, I would go back to porn. So I had to learn to connect with a source of love in my life or source of connection that is not just my wife. So that means connecting with people, my friends, my brother, my parents, God ultimately. And that's really what helps me to be filled up most of the time, all the time. Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way. And it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks, back to the show. So your question might be, what does it take to actually fill your day and prime yourself so that you just are not susceptible and unlikely to act out and watch porn? Now, there's a video that I made about the 4 R's that we teach in our program. The 4 R's are renew, relate, replace, and reflect. So that means every single day you have to do these 4 disciplines, 4 activities. They're very simple. It doesn't take a lot of time. You can go back and check that video out as well. But just in a nutshell, if you do these every day, it will guarantee that you will see progress in your porn habit. Guaranteed. Why? Because it's the lack of these 4 things that is what is fundamentally contributing to why you have a porn habit in the first place. It's because you don't have these things every day. It's why you have developed isolation. It's why you've developed addictive behavior. It's why you have not really addressed the root cause of why you use porn. And it's why ultimately you just are living the way you have, right? So renew. That's the first thing. Renew is every single day in the morning, ideally. You renew your determination to do this. Not only like, oh, I'm going to beat porn so that I can have all these benefits and be super. No, it's renewing the porn habit for a reason and reminding yourself, why am I doing this? And labeling it like I'm sick and tired of being controlled. I'm sick and tired of having no confidence. I'm sick and tired of being stressed all the time and feeling this dark cloud of hypocrisy over my head, of living out of integrity with my values, and I'm sick of it, and I'm doing this because I want to get my life back together. I'm gonna get my act back together. That's renewing. So every day you journal about something. Number 2 is to relate. Relating means to connect with a human being. The reason you've developed a porn habit is because of a lack of relating with people and connection. And you've fundamentally trained yourself to just be more isolated and more alone. And it's the fact that you're alone and isolated and not connecting with people regularly that you feel this emptiness in your life and this need to fill it with something that's temporary and artificial, and that is porn. Porn is not connection. Porn is the opposite of connection. It's the opposite of sexuality. It is just isolation, okay? So that's 2, connecting with people, human beings, having give and take with real person. That's more like real give and take and genuine give and take. 3, daily habit. 3 R is to replace, okay? Replacing means finding an activity that you really care about and enjoy that's in line with your North Star, in line with your ultimate vision for who you want to be in your life, and doing that every day. In those very moments where you feel triggered and urged, you get up, you walk away, and you do something that you know that replaces the need for porn and that gets you excited, whether it's cycling, whether it's making videos, whether it's, I don't know, whatever it is, guys. It's the thing that you made, and we've made a bunch of videos about that, all right? So number four R in this process is to reflect, okay? And this usually happens in the evening for guys. And reflecting is on a daily basis, reflecting about what is my state of being today? What is my state of my emotional state of being today? And understanding why we feel those emotions. For example, if you felt a lot of stress and anxiety today, and or you just felt a desire to go back to porn and you didn't really know why, instead of just giving in or just accepting like, I don't know why, I don't know what's going on with me. No, it's a terrible behavior and habit that you've developed to not really understand your emotional state of being. And people who have emotional awareness are way, way, way better at managing addictions than people who have no emotional awareness. This is why some people are way more susceptible to addictions than some other people. This is why women are way more better at addictions than men are, because women are more self-aware, emotionally speaking. And it's through that daily habit of reflecting that you start to understand why you use porn in the first place. Porn has nothing to do with porn itself. Your habit has nothing to do with pixels on a screen. It's only about why you use it. And when you understand why you use it, then you can decide not to use porn in those moments, but instead to do something else that is healthier. And that's what these four R's, these four daily habits, are designed to do. Okay, I hope this has helped for you guys to understand why you have triggers and what you can do, not just in those moments when you have triggers, but how do you prepare yourself every day so that you're in a state of mind that porn is not an issue for you. And we've established already that it's not the case that the external factors are contributing to your triggers. It's nothing to do with that, but it's more to do with how you're feeling when you go into that situation. When you open your phone, when you go onto social media, when you go to the gym, when you go to work, wherever you're triggered most, it's your state of mind that affects that. So you can't just run away and avoid those situations altogether. Okay, are you with me? Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact three-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.